I'm not well travelled. I am, so to speak, rooted to the spot. It's a good spot. Look around you. I'm not complaining. Anyway, I've been here for 60 years, so it's a safe bet I'm not going anywhere. Don't expect any wisdom. I have local knowledge only. And by local, I mean really local. I think the moss on my trunk speaks volumes about my reluctance to keep moving. If that was growing around your feet, you'd be heading off to a dermatologist in a panic. And don't get me started about the things that crawl on me, land on me, and empty their bowels on me. Right now, this very minute, as you're listening to this, I can feel tens of thousands of legs skittering all over me and getting into places that shouldn't be got into. If they descended on you suddenly, you'd be buried up to your neck in bugs. And if it's got a thorax, it's probably got an ass. Just think about that for a second. Oh, and the spiders. Yeah, the spiders. They're here all right. I'm not phobic, so it doesn't bother me. Look at the size of me. Why should I be afraid of a tiny spider? I know you people are. I hear things. I hear people squealing because they saw a spider on a branch. Pathetic. Perhaps I was more squeamish when I was younger. I don't remember. I don't like aphids. You get them around here. They take advantage. They're like very bad tenants or bad-mannered visitors. I admit I'm a little vain, and they make unsightly lumps on my tender branches. I like it when people say, "What a magnificent tree." And some of them actually look at that sign and say my name, Ulmus Procera. Ulmus. It's not the most melodious name, I grant you, but believe me, the names some of you people give your kids are far worse. Why would you name anybody? No, I won't name names, just in case you, dear listener, have saddled your offspring with some ghastly, probably misspelled moniker. I'm not from here. I mean, I grew up here, clearly, but my ancestors are English. I've done well, as you can see. I look pretty damn fine for a 60-year-old. I don't miss home, if England is home. Even if I could go there, I wouldn't want to. It's not safe. Not for an elm like me. There's a beetle over there that's been killing anyone named Ulmus. And it's been going on since before I was born. So you can imagine the casualty rate. I've heard people talking about it in hushed tones so as not to alarm me, I suppose. Maybe they know about my tendency towards melancholy. Or maybe they're afraid I'll drop a dead branch on them. I do that, but I can't do it on demand. Which is just as well, because if I could, that arsehole with the penknife who carved his initials into me would now be fertilizer, which would be a sort of justice. Pardon my morbid moment, but people have always associated us with death. They used to cut us down to make coffins. No wonder I can seem gloomy sometimes. In winter, we Ulmi, is that the plural of Ulmus, can look a little grim, unless we're gussied up with a decorative flourish of snow. Now that I've got your attention and your confidence, well, I'm presuming I've got your confidence, I mean, you're standing here listening to a tree. Maybe it's me who should be worried about you. But there is something you need to know. Lean in. Rub your hand over my trunk. Not in a creepy way. Just in a gentle, inquisitive way. Don't be shy. I won't drop a branch on you. It's rough, isn't it? My skin. Imagine if your skin felt like this. You'd be reassessing your moisturising regime. Stand back and look up at me. What do you think? Magnificent, of course. But male or female? Take a guess. If you guessed male, based on what? The roughness of my skin? You'd be wrong. Sorry, no cigar. If you guessed female, no cigar for you either. And frankly, I'm disappointed. At this point in history, I thought you'd be a little more woke than that, as the young people say. Or so I've overheard. You've made an assumption, and maybe now you'll be shocked, or worse, disapproving. I am a proud hermaphrodite. My beautiful dangly flowers contain the world. There are male and female reproductive parts in every one of them, and all I need is a bit of wind to get some pollination happening. And when that happens, it's party in the treetop. Well, thanks for listening. Usually, I do all the listening. Some of the things I've heard would curl your hair, and some would break your heart. I'm not going to breach any confidences. Sometimes you people come here because you know that I will keep your secrets. You can sit near me and laugh or weep. You can fall into the arms of Morpheus under me, but not on a windy day. I'm always here. Like I said, I'm not going anywhere. Some say that's dull. I call it dependable.